There are many more questions than answers after yesterday's press conference from the hospital staff. Apparently, 57-year-old Lynn Spaulding had gone into the hospital on September 19th for a bladder infection. She was last seen in her hospital room on the 21st. A friend said that she was feeling disoriented from medication, but the doctors say her condition was improving. Well, it took 17 days, and the family said, well, where is she? They couldn't find her. Apparently, right after a nurse had noticed that she was gone, they instituted with the protocol, which included having the sheriff's deputies search the hospital. Well, when they didn't find her, then friends and family started putting out flyers around the city of San Francisco, and they put up a Facebook page and then finding Lynn, and they were looking for this person, only to discover that her body was found in a fourth-floor stairwell. The interesting thing is the stairwell is a fire exit with an alarm on it. It's locked from the outside, and it exits to the hospital grounds. So the question is, how did she get in there? Did the alarm go off when she went in there, or did it not go off? How long had she been in there, and how exactly did she die? Those are all questions that have still yet to be answered. The medical examiner is still working to determine the cause of death. It's not known how long she had been in the stairwell or even how she got there. Again, was the alarm working? Did it even go off? And she was only discovered because a hospital worker was doing a routine quarterly check. So the question is also, how thorough was the initial search by sheriff's deputies when they first discovered she was missing?
And what had the hospital had to say? I mean, they surely, especially from the family, will have a ridiculous amount of answers they need to find.
Including the reporters, they were hoping that the hospital would have been more forthcoming with any kind of answers. I think possibly the hospital doesn't have answers, other than they had to say that they were shaken to their core. This is not normal. They are there to save people and to help people, and this was absolutely unheard of. And so the hospital, during the press conference, they didn't take any questions. And so whenever you're a reporter at a press conference and they don't take questions, you wonder, what are they trying to hide? Maybe they aren't. It's just maybe that they don't have the answers and they just don't have anything to say to people. But clearly the family spokesperson was perplexed as to how she remained missing for so long if the hospital was indeed searched. And he also said that it took the hospital 10 days to issue a statement to even admit that there was a patient that was missing.
Is there a police investigation going on in all of this as well? Because this lady's died, but we don't quite know why.
Yes, there are a lot of those types of investigations going on. You have the medical examiner that has to determine, how she died and in what time. Was she in the stairwell all 17 days, or perhaps, maybe she didn't die until just a few days ago. We don't know those things. The sheriff's deputy, a sheriff's department actually is doing the investigation into what went wrong here.
And is there any other points from what got said yesterday? Maybe I know you said they weren't taking questions, but anything else they said?
I think the hospital was very careful about what they were going to say, other than they were devastated that this happened. There was clearly a failure somewhere. But I think that, especially in the States, when everyone is so litigious, you expect there to be a lawsuit somewhere. Everyone's very, very careful about what they're saying, even if they are saying it from the heart and they are genuinely, sorry that this occurred and were devastated. I think they're also advised to be very careful about the kinds of things they're saying. I think the family was clearly upset. They said the hospital itself was a good institution, but they were, concerned the fact that it took so long for them to even admit that somebody was missing. And then also, what are they going to do next to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
And just finally, what is the next step for everybody?
I think that it's all up to the medical examiner to find out, how she died, when it was that she might have been in there, and then you have to find out, trace her steps. When did you last see her? Apparently, she was staying in a medical surgical unit that's an area for patients that don't require as much attention. That's an area where you have one nurse for every 4 to 5 patients, as opposed to if you're in the intensive care unit, you have one nurse for every patient or every 2 patients. And the stairwell was located several hundred feet away from the unit. It's not clear how she would have wandered down there. Was she disoriented from medication? Were the proper protocols followed? And, what exactly fell through the cracks?